Yeah, the ball wasn't supposed to go there, but I trust my processing. And he said he admitted to being a little rusty.
Yeah, I mean, there's no doubt he was rusty. I mean, there is no doubt. I gave him a B in grades yesterday. That's on the bar of C.J. Stroud, where he set the bar last year. I was probably a little bit generous now that I've watched the majority of the film and heard from him. You know, there were, because now obviously, you know, it's not just like I just watched him, you know, he missed a Brevin Jordan on a little delay screen that looked like it was going to be very, very promising, to put it nicely. And he just overthrew him. You know, I'm not privy to the information of what he was checking in and out of, you know, what kind of protections, maybe he slid the wrong way versus sliding to the left or right. So, yeah, after hearing him, I was probably a little generous on that B, again, on his standards. So, good to know you can go win a game. You can score 29 points offensively when your quarterback is in that B-minus range and feels like the one thing that stuck out hearing from C.J. Stroud to me was he mentioned it several times, left a ton of plays on the field. We got to be better.
Probably to some of the things you said also, it's kind of short. Some of the throws that he didn't get completely out there to Nico and Tank.
Yeah, the Nico catch was a nice play on Nico's part, but it was a poorly thrown ball by C.J. Stroud. There was a touchdown to Tank Dell that would have been a walk in. That was a difficult throw, but we're just used to seeing C.J. Stroud make those throws effortlessly, if we're being honest. And so, you know, those two, the screen pass. There's a couple times where he got pretty antsy in the pocket. You know, I think that's a rust factor, because you can't, especially in 2024, the way they have training camp, you just can't mimic, you can't duplicate like what the pocket's like on a game day. It's loud. It's chaotic. It's easy if you hadn't done it much. It's easy to get excited with your feet, move too much. C.J. Stroud has actually talked this offseason about one place he wants to get better from last year is move to avoid, move because you feel something, but don't move too much, right? Just little subtle short movements you can protect yourself like that. There was a couple of times where he got really, really jumpy, and I think probably jumped into some pressure. So, for me, just the general overall, Ron, that stood out from CJ was how he felt like they left so much on the field. Still scored 29 points.
And I bet it's probably stuff we don't even we could see some of the stuff that were, you know, incomplete, yeah, or didn't. I'm sure there are other things that he's probably been kicking himself watching film and seeing that they left out. And hopefully they can fix those things coming up. He is really impressed with Nico.
Mm-hmm.
Nico Collins. He said of Nico Collins, he doesn't have any flaws.
Yeah.
Says, you know, he's gaining confidence. He can do everything in the route.
Nico has got him on fire, baby.
And I'll be honest with you, that was something. Even I was, you know, had a little bit more belief in Nico initially than you did coming into last year. But I didn't think, you know, he could kind of do everything. He's shown here in the last year, and you know, and the first game of the season that he can go up and get the ball. He can break tackles. He was doing some moves.
Absolutely.
Stuff last year.
Yeah.
He is, even with his size, he is showing that he can run the entire route tree and do whatever's asked of him.
Absolutely. There are no flaws in Nico Collins' game. His play has earned that level of respect. There's no flaws in his game. Again, like I said the other day, the only thing we haven't seen him do is the back shoulder 50-50 ball, which a lot of these offenses in today's game, hell, we saw the Giants act like it was something that just everybody can do. They tried to throw him to about five or six different receivers. So it's a big part of the NFL in 2024. It's just not a big part of what the Texans do. So that's the only thing that wide receivers do that we haven't seen Nico Collins do, and he's not asked to do it. It's only because he's not asked to do it. I think usually that's a tad bit much for me, is when you start talking about no flaws, zero flaws, but he's right. He's spot on. Nico can run the route tree. Nico is using his body well, both in run after catch, being hard to tackle, as well as going up and catching balls in traffic like we saw Sunday. I think the one thing that we haven't seen from Nico that I believe is real, I just trust my eyes, is I said about midway through camp, Ron, you and I had a conversation. Like, I've seen a different level of speed from Nico. I know we saw Nico catch a screen here at home. He did some things last year to where you go, yeah, Nico can move for a big fella. I mean, I'm talking about there were times in training camp where it was like elite speed of just leaving guys, like leaving DBs convincingly. And we didn't get a chance to see that Sunday, obviously. I would imagine we're going to see it at some point in time. And I'm not talking about catching a ball underneath and breaking tackles and going up the sideline. I'm talking about flat. The guy that does it, when I think football, the guy that does it right now better than anybody is Mike Evans. When he gets one-on-one coverage and the ball's in there, he separates. It's crazy at his age he still runs as well as he does. Like, that's the kind of stuff that I'm talking about. Nico's got that in his game. I've seen it at training camp. We just hadn't seen it on game day yet.
Yeah, he's completely looked like a different player the last couple of years. So CJ Stroud, as he spoke to the media today, and that's every Wednesday. You hear from D'Amico and CJ Stroud, and we'll carry that for you coming up. He talked about his advice to Caleb. We'll see. I'm intrigued to see what Caleb looks like. I mean, that was a 93-yard performance that first game, and we'll get into to him and what the Texans have to deal with moving throughout the week as we're getting closer to game day. But I would – like, it can't get worse, right? Caleb's got to – he got to be better than what he was in the last game. You would think maybe first game jitters, some misses there.
It's really – the reality of it is the bar is – for all these young guys, I don't think any of them played really well in their first game. And look, CJ didn't play great in his first game last year.
And then he took a jump in the second.
And then he took a jump in game two. But the reality is everybody thinks because CJ did it, it's easy. And I warn people. When CJ was doing it, I was telling you, it's rare. It's wild. It's crazy. Like, to expect these guys, these youngsters, to come in and play anywhere remotely close – to as well the way that CJ played last year is unfair. Now Caleb may get better, and Caleb's going to be more of a highlight reel type thrower, you're going to see some different things. But to think that somebody's going to come in and do anything remotely close to what CJ Stroud did as a rookie for these rookies, it's unfair.